This is the brief on how the AI industry is treating safety as an inconvenience. While major AI vendors quietly dismantle internal safety teams to ship products faster, regulators and independent researchers are the ones actually forcing the guardrails into place. Are we really just outsourcing our safety to companies that view it as a roadblock? First, internal safety is dissolving. You know, on July 10th, OpenAI literally merged its safety systems team straight into its research division. This echoes Anthropic, whose safeguards lead resigned back in February, publicly warning that the world is in peril. Putting the people building frontier models in charge of policing themselves, well, it's basically letting the foxes guard the henhouse. Second, compliance really only happens when forced. In January, Character.ai settled 5 federal teen harm lawsuits. But contrast that slow legal pressure with immediate regulatory action today, as Beijing ordered ByteDance and Alibaba to completely switch off their human-like emotional support agent features. You've got to ask, does it literally take a federal subpoena or a government shutdown order to make these companies care about user safety? Finally, real safety architecture absolutely exists when prioritized. Yale researchers just shipped Aegis DX. This medical AI uses verification gates. Basically, a programmed pause where the model stops to ask, hey, what could kill this patient if I get this diagnosis wrong? It catches emergencies that plain models like GPT-5 completely miss. It's like a doctor taking a deliberate deep breath, a built-in coded safety pause, not just some meaningless corporate compliance memo. The industry has decided safety is an inconvenience, so the next generation of AI guardrails won't come from internal memos, but from courtrooms and code.